Welcome to Freya Singing Tips, the podcast. My name is Freya Casey, professional singer and vocal coach. I have been on stage my whole life, and I'm passionate about helping you discover the awesomeness in your own voice. Opera, musical theater, jazz, pop, folk, rock, I have done it all. And I want to give you golden nuggets of advice on how to be the master of your voice. If you are a singer who cannot accompany herself or himself on an instrument such as a guitar or a piano, and you want to perform in front of people or you want to record something in the studio, probably you might be looking for a good karaoke version. Now, there are a lot of karaoke versions out there. However, sometimes they're not the best quality. Sometimes they just don't sound exactly that like the original. I hate the MIDI sound. Like if the piano is not brilliant, like an actual piano, and it doesn't sound like the original, it's not fun to sing. So really what you want is the original sound of the track, but not the vocals. But I want to share a really cool tool with you where you can actually remove the vocals and just have the original track exactly the way it sounded. Okay, the tool is lalal.ai and they kindly sponsor the video today. Now, I only share things with you that I'm absolutely convinced are amazing and that I use myself. So I have tested out lalal.ai extensively and played around with it a little bit to where I can very much recommend. This is a really cool tool. Now, if you have any backing track where the vocals need to just be removed, you could remove the bass line, the drums, any stem that you would like, because you can separate different stems and select which ones you want to remove. Let me show you real quick how it works. I'm just going to remove the vocals now so I can use this track as a backing track. So I'm just going to pick my file. It's going to be Shape of My Heart by Sting. One of my favorite songs. It's uploading the file and now it's generating the previews, which don't cost you any minutes yet. Only when you process the entire file, you're going to have to pay with your minutes. There are different packages available for the starter, which is free. You have 10 minutes. And then if you want more minutes, you have to like buy a package. Let's do vocal and instrumental. So now it's generating that and it's now going to put two separate tracks, separate that out to where it's either only the vocals or only the instrumental track. So let's play this with
the vocals. He deals the cards as a meditation. And those he plays never suspect.
Okay, so that's only the vocals. Let's switch it over now because that's what usually vocalists want. Sounds pretty clean. You could sing. Style from this. So I think it's pretty good. Now, if you are someone who performs live and you have like a recording from a live performance, but there is a lot of background noise or there's music that you actually want to remove because you just want to localize the vocals and remove everything else, there is another thing that you can do with lalal.ai. Okay, let's take a look. I recorded a voice memo on my phone and I had some music running in the background. Let me just first play it with both on so you can hear what happened.
Okay, I'm talking now and I'm going to turn on some background music and see what it does. So technically, we should hear a piano in the background now and my voice speaking right into the speaker. Well, but the background is just the piano playing. And maybe I'm just going to have some noise. There is a book line on the desk. I'm just going to push it around a bit. There's some noise in the background. So dee-dee-dee-dee. But my voice is still in the foreground. I'm just see how well it does removing the music and removing the actual noise in the background.
So I think it does a pretty good job removing background music. You know, even if you have just like a voice memo or something, if you just have vocals and something else, like maybe from a live recording or something, something that this really helps when you have a live recording that isn't made in a studio where there's only one track. Because technically, if you have several tracks in the studio, it's much easier to remove. And also most tools work really well when
it's panned out, meaning the voice is usually in the center and then toward the left and right. The instrumentals are more in the background. This works really well, I think, when everything is in the same space. It recognizes the actual wavelengths, the actual frequencies, and removes everything that is not the voice. So very useful if you have like a live recording where it's one track or something. So here's something I tried out. I tried out different tracks. I tried out some that had an acoustic guitar. I tried out some that had a piano in there. What I noticed was if there is not too much reverb, which the reverb, what it does, it changes the panning a little bit. So usually the vocals are in the center. That's why it's easy to remove them and they have certain frequencies. If again, if there's too much reverb that kind of takes away from the vocals being in the very center, it does become a little harder for an AI tool or any other tool to remove those. If you have a recording that does have those characteristics of the vocals being nice smack in the center, not too much spacey sound that moves the vocals away from the center, from the front, this is such a successful tool and I highly recommend it. You can get the free version and just try it out and it gives you 10 minutes. If you have a performance coming up that you want to base just on karaoke tracks that have good quality, you can just get the 100-minute package or even more. So, but what happens if you want the karaoke version in a different key? I did want to give you one more resource. This is a dear friend of mine who creates custom karaoke versions. So if you have a song and you don't know anybody right now who can actually create a custom version for you in the key that you want it, in the exact version, if you say just the piano or piano and strings or piano and the bass, he can create that for you in the key that you wish. The truth is, websites such as karaokeversion.com, they're awesome. You can transpose them up and down. However, it sounds really bad when you go more than a couple of half steps up or down because all it does is just electronically change the key. And if you're familiar, a guitar, if you just keep tuning it up, it sounds very thin. It doesn't sound beautiful anymore. Or if you tune a piano just down and just play it in the lower octaves, it just doesn't sound the same. He can create something that is custom. He's German, but he knows English. You can check out his website. I will put the link below. I know the problem of a lot of singers who have this problem of not finding quality backing tracks. Here's one more really cool thing you can do with lalal.ai. So if you are a singer who actually does perform with an instrument, but you want more of a full arrangement, but fill in your instrument, you can remove, for example, the piano track and the vocals, and then you can just play and fill in the piano track. If you play any instrument, you can do that. If you're a drummer, if you are a bass player, you can use lalal.ai to remove whatever stem you want to remove and fill that in to practice. I think this is a great tool to practice with and for performances. Again, like there are a lot of karaoke versions, but a lot of them are crappy. And I always get onto my students when they come up with these, they show me and they perform something or they show me what they recorded. And it's like, why are you picking this? It's like so unmusical. Some versions are just so unmusical. The sound is not beautiful. It is not played in a musical way where there's like good phrasing. And I always think like if you have a good backing track, you're going to sing so much better. When you sing along with a piano that is tuned really well, you sing better. I sing better when my piano is freshly tuned. It's very small details, but it is helpful for your brain to have instruments, surround yourself with sounds that are beautiful and well-tuned. That's going to make your performance so much better because the truth is you can't really sing with a crappy track and it sound amazing because your voice isn't going to like, it's literally going to bury whatever good things you're doing. So check out these tools. I will put the links down in the description. If you want to subscribe to my brand new newsletter, it's called Pitch Perfect Insights, where every single Sunday I send out any thoughts, any experience from my lifetime as a performer, as a singer, on stage, on cruise ships, all situations, in opera, musical theater, pop, rock, anything pretty much. I will put the link below also. I would love to have you on the list so I can share all the things singing with you. Have a great day. Always keep a song in your heart and always keep on singing.